Greetings and welcome to another edition of the 5-Minute Audio Dvar Torah. This week's Parsha is a double Parsha, Parsha Tazria Mitzora, of which the main focus is the issue of the Mitzora, which is loosely translated in English as a leprosy. However, we know that this was a spiritual disease as opposed to a physical disease, which is why it was only diagnosed not by a doctor, but by the Kohen, as the Pasuk says, Adam ki yeh be'or b'saro se'edo sapachat o baheret v'hiya be'or b'saro l'negat sara'at v'huva el aharon ha'kohen o el achad mibanav ha'kohanim. It had to be brought and had to be diagnosed by Aharon ha'kohen or one of the Kohanim. Now, it is very interesting, and this was explained by HaRav Baruch Simon in his Divrei Torah on Sara'at, and that is that until and unless the manifestation on the skin was declared sara'at by a kohen, the person did not become tameh, which is different than any other type of tumah, because, as was explained, if you touch a sheretz, some type of a vermin or rodent, or if you touch a mate, a dead body, then you immediately and automatically become tameh. But if you have a manifestation on your body, which theoretically, potentially, could be tzara'at, you do not become tameh unless and until it is declared, you are declared tameh by a kohen. Moreover, what is interesting is that all of the things that happen to a mitzora once he is declared tameh, that he has to shave his head and he is embarrassed and he has to leave the camp, etc. and so forth, according to Rabbi Satorsky, these, if you will, punishments to him were so devastating to him that the likelihood that one would speak Lashon Hara after all of this was done to him was highly unlikely. He said, how much more so? It might be that such a person would even refrain from speaking at all. He would have such a fear of what came out of his mouth because of the devastation that his mouth wrought on him. If we would only think for a moment about that if in fact the Mashiach would come and the Beit HaMikdash would be rebuilt b'mehera b'yameinu, and all of these deterrents would be again renewed, how powerful they are and how much we have to be careful with what we do with speech. However, what is getting back to this issue of Tumah only taking place when it is declared by a Kohen, it is possible that somebody may have had the manifestation on their skin before another person, but if the Kohen declared the second person Tameh, one could be Tameh and one could be Tahor, even though they have the exact same thing on their skin. And interesting, the Mishnayos in Negayim suggests that if you are a Kohen, you cannot pronounce or declare yourself Tameh. You have to go to another Kohen. And this is a bit of Musar, because really what it shows is that even though you have the capacity as a Kohen to declare other people Tameh, you do not have the capacity to make a determination as to whether or not you yourself are Tameh. That's because people see, are too easily see the negayim of other people and will not be able to see their own nega. Therefore, if I see something on my skin and I'm a Kohen, I can say, oh, it's nothing. I don't have to worry about it. And that is typically the way that people go about their view of the world, that everything that I do is perfect and everything that everybody else does is faulty. And this is a commentary on the human condition, and we have to guard against this. We have to realize that if there is something that I see that is faulty in another, it may very well be that I'm overreacting to that because there is an instance of this personality in myself, and therefore I have to take steps to either uproot it or correct it. And that, likewise, is another aspect of tzara'at and nega. Many times in these two parshiot, those two words appear together, nega tzara'at. And what we really would like to do by controlling our speech is to take the nega and switch the letters around and turn it into oneg, oneg meaning delight, that there should only be delight that comes out of our mouth, delight that comes from the speaking of Torah, the delight that comes to helping other people by speaking gently and softly and doing and saying words of chesed towards them and encouragement. As well, the word sara'at, if you were to take those letters and turn them around, you would come to atzeret. Atzeret, we know, is another name for the holiday of Shavuot. Shavuot, which is upcoming during these days of the Svira, in just a few weeks, is the giving of the Torah. And we know that mi ha'ish hechafetz chayim Ohev Yomim Lirotov Nitzor Leshon Chamera Usfatecha Midaber Mirma. We must be careful to watch our mouths from saying Lashon Hara so that we may be able to deserve life, life being the ultimate Torah, Torah being Atzeret, which was given on Shavuot. So in sum, we have to know that Tzara'at was not in fact a physical affliction, it was a spiritual affliction caused mainly by Lashon Hara, which is something that, if we were to appreciate the effects and the punishment that would, if it were still doled out today, would be devastating. We would be that much more careful with our mouths. And likewise, we must also know that we cannot judge others until we have judged ourselves to see whether or not we have the same type of defects that others have before we criticize others. I wish everyone a very good Shabbos. And today is the 17th day of the Omer Shabbos.